This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not sure they will be the first scarlet tanager of spring or the canary in the coal mine, but tomorrow Alcoa is the first big company to report its second quarter profits. The aluminum company is hoping to boost earnings by producing less aluminum or smelting less. Increased competition, especially from China, is pressuring Alcoa to cut costs, closing smelting plants, and to focus on more sophisticated finished aluminum products. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The key to making a profit in the aluminum smelting business is keeping energy costs low.
Yeah, because it's about 37 or 38% of the cost of making it is electricity.
Mimi Scheller wrote Aluminum Dreams, Lightness, Speed, and Modernity. She says increasing concerns about pollution could be a factor in Alcoa's decision to close many of its older smelters, cutting total capacity by 14%.
And aluminum does have a claim on supporting sustainability and reducing transportation costs because of its lightness and strength. So that may also be part of a larger corporate strategy.
A strategy to compete against China, which once produced 5% of the world's aluminum. Now it's 50%, and it's being exported. So what is Alcoa going to produce?
Well, presumably Alcoa is focusing on producing products in which they have a comparative advantage.
Ken Trosky is a professor of economics at the University of Kentucky. These products, he says, are high-end and complex. Like, for instance, airplane wing skins, which Alcoa is producing for Boeing. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.